The unsentimental, decisive way with things was the Norman way, giving a hard-nosed edge to the fuzzy tangles of contracts and customs that had been used by the Anglo-Saxons. And it was in this spirit that William, in 1085, held court in Gloucester and launched arguably the most extraordinary campaign of his entire reign, a campaign for information.
We tend to think of William as more or less permanently in the saddle. He grew up in a world, after all, where authority was usually delivered on the blade of a sword. So it's all the more impressive that he seems to have understood instinctively that information could also be power. William the Conqueror was the first database king.
His immediate need was to raise a tax. But the compilation of the Domesday Book was more than just a glorified audit. It was a complete inventory of everything in the kingdom, shire by shire, pig by pig. Who had owned what before the coming of the Normans, and who owned what now? How much it had been worth then, and how much now?
The king sent his men all over England into every shire and had them find out how many hundred hides there were in each shire, what land and cattle the king himself had in the county. So very narrowly did he have it investigated, there was no single hide, nor, shame to relate it, but it seemed no shame to him, was there one ox or one cow left out and not put down in record.